Officials in Syracuse are still smarting from a proposed lakefront mega mall to be called Destiny USA falling through, despite giving it a generous tax break. In the aftermath, officials are taking some of that frustration out on new development projects. We get that story from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
The developer who came up with the Destiny USA mega mall and tourist attraction dreamt big.
Wonders on a scale never seen before.
As you can hear in this old promotional video.
A scale that will enable visitors to experience more than they could ever imagine. All in one destination.
That destination, right on Syracuse's Inner Harbor, was supposed to be the mall with it all. Glass-enclosed golf courses, helicopter tours, Tuscan villages, and even a marine park.
Grand opening, summer 2004.
It never happened. All the developer did was make the same mall even bigger. But he still got a 30-year break on his property taxes, worth about $600 million because of a loophole in his contract. And now one developer may be hurting the field for the rest. In the weeks since the city learned the destiny it was sold on would not become reality, it's taken a frostier tone toward current development proposals. Take the negotiations over a proposed bookstore and fitness center for Syracuse University. The developer wants a lengthy tax break. Here's Common Counselor Helen Hudson's reaction.
We have developers walk in. You have all of these grandeur ideas, then you should be able to finance this project. We just can't keep exempting all of these entities.
If the proposal is approved, the city would be granting the developer a 30-year property tax break, just its second ever. Another developer had the unfortunate timing of having to sell the city on a $350 million redevelopment of its Inner Harbor, the same land Destiny USA once promised to transform, just days after Destiny USA's loophole was exposed. After multiple hearings, the city did eventually approve the plans, and it looks like the tax break for the bookstore and fitness center will squeak past the council too. Ben Walsh, the city's Deputy Commissioner of Neighborhood and Business Development, says public backing is still a necessary part of development here.
The fact is that most projects, particularly projects within the city, are financially upside down. In other words, developers cannot charge enough rent to cover the debt service associated with the improvements that they make on their property. And so therefore, but for a public incentive, many of these projects wouldn't happen.
But Michael Wasilenko, an economics professor at Syracuse University, says if a project needs too much government support, it may not be the right project.
If you really have to subsidize something a lot to get it done, is it really economics? And if the private sector wouldn't have done this, should we be poking our nose in there? You know, and should we be subsidizing something to exist for the sake of it existing?
Wasilenko says Syracuse has to choose carefully what projects it subsidizes and for how long. The city's Ben Walsh agrees, saying a city can only do so much to spur growth. As for the projects already granted lengthy tax breaks, Walsh says only time will tell how successful those will be. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.